Let's read from the Gospel of Matthew. If you know your Bible a little bit, you might be able to give a good guess as to where I'd like to read tonight. Matthew chapter 11, which is, if you've got the same translation as me, that's page 1160. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28. This is Jesus talking. Come to me, all ye who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest to your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. About 3 or 4 weeks before we broke up for the end of term, we went on a whole school trip to the Natural History Museum. So there's about 50 of us, all got a coach. And there's a lot of walking around the Natural History Museum, lots of different exhibits to see. And I teach the very youngest children, who get very moany very quickly. And we were only about halfway through the day, we just had lunch, and one of the little boys in my class, he said to me, "Mr. Noble, I'm so weary." And I thought, first of all, that's quite a good word for a five-year-old to be using. But second of all, I thought, you just wait until you're a little bit older, my boy, because then you'll really know what it means to be weary. Because, you know, the more we go through this life, and the more that we go through and the difficulties of this life, I think the more weary and the more burdensome we feel. We have things that go on in our lives, you know, some things are visible burdens that we carry, you know, illnesses and pain and other things like that. But you know, there's lots of other burdens and weights that we all carry that are perhaps invisible to everybody else, perhaps known only to me and to God. Worries and fears and sense of purpose, sense of direction, sense of worth, sense of who I am. All these things might burden us. But you know, there's one burden that is universal to every single person, and that is the great burden of sin. That burden of guilt that each and every one of us carries, if we don't know what it is to have had that guilt removed by Jesus. That's this burden that every single person in this room will carry. The great burden of sin. All those things that we've thought and said and done, they all add up. And what a burden, what a weight to carry around with us. Jesus says, though, he says, come to me, all ye who labour and are burdened. He says, come to me. He doesn't say, come to a religion, come to a set of rules. He doesn't say, try harder, try and fix yourself, try and sort yourself out before you then come. He just says, come to me. We sung it in our hymn, all the fitness he requireth is to feel your need of him. All he's looking for tonight is for you to come to him in acknowledgement of who you are as a sinner. He's not looking for you to clean yourself up beforehand. What can you possibly do? He's looking for you to just come to him. Come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden. Maybe you've tried religion, if you like, before. You've tried to be good enough. You've tried to improve yourself. You've tried to continually turn over a new leaf, and you'll just find that bar is just that little bit out of reach every time. You'll never do it by yourself. You will never reach the standard that you want to be, let alone the standard that God wants you to be, because the standard that God requires is absolute perfection. And it was seen in the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And it hasn't been seen and won't be seen in anybody else. The Lord Jesus Christ stands there as the standard that God expects. Absolute perfection in a man. And when I stand next to Christ and I look at him and all that he's done, I look at myself and I have to admit, honestly, I come infinitely short. And that's the position that you have to be in tonight, dear friend. That you have to recognize that you have a burden of sin, a burden of guilt, and that you fall far short of the standard that God is requiring. You know, but God hasn't just given up. God hasn't given up on me. He hasn't given up on you either. The very fact that you're in this room tonight listening to another gospel message shows that God is giving you another opportunity to come to know his beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. What an opportunity for you tonight. What an opportunity to come just as you are and know what it is to have that burden of guilt completely removed, washed away in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to walk out of those two doors tonight a free person, knowing what it is to have that weight removed, to have sins forgiven, to have a hope, to have the gift of the Holy Spirit, and to walk out of that room tonight knowing that your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. What an opportunity. What an offer of free and full salvation is on the table tonight. Come unto me. That's all he's asking. Come to Jesus. You know, because Jesus knows your heart. He knows everything about you. God knows everything about you. Read through, even in the Old Testament, there's verses that talk about how God knows everything about you. The very hairs of your head are numbered. The very thoughts that come into your mind. He knows where you stand tonight. You might have fooled many people, your family, your friends. Maybe you're sitting here tonight, having come to this meeting for many, many years. God knows where you stand before him. God knows where your heart is tonight. And dear friend, you and God need to have that private transaction, that private conversation where you can walk away from this occasion tonight knowing what it is to have Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Again, that's all he's asking. Come unto me. And then he says, I will give you rest. What assurance is there, you know? We read recently, didn't we, in Thessalonians about a God who cannot lie. This is God's promise here. Come unto me and I will give you rest. What peace, what assurance, what how peaceful your conscience can rest, knowing that your sins have been completely forgiven. What rest you can have. You know, the world today is desperate for peace. It's desperate for hope. It's desperate for that settled feeling of knowing that everything's fine. And that can be yours tonight, knowing that your sins have been washed away in the precious blood of Jesus. That's the only thing, you know, that can give you peace. It's the sins and the burdens that we carry, you know, they gnaw away at us. And the older you get, the more they do, the heavier they feel. But tonight you can come to know the Lord Jesus Christ and know what it is to have that weight and that burden completely removed. You know, we talk about forgiveness, we talk about peace, we talk about assurance, and all these things come from knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know, Jesus could only offer this wonderful invitation, come unto me, because it cost him something. You know, the offer of salvation is free to you tonight. The offer of salvation, the invitation goes out, and it's free. But it cost the Lord Jesus Christ something. In order for me to have my sins forgiven, in order for me to be liberated, to be free from the burden and from the guilt, it required the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. That perfect sacrifice, that blood had to be shed. I, as a sinner, deserve punishment. And yet I can look to Jesus and I can say, he died for me. What a message of grace it is. God commends his love to us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Some of the translations say God demonstrated his love. And it was demonstrated at the cross. The greatest love that this universe has ever known was demonstrated at the cross when his beloved son died there so that people like me, who are enemies of God, who are far away from God, can know what it is to be in his presence, to have my sins completely washed away, and to have a hope and a home with God throughout all eternity. What love, what grace, and what an opportunity for you tonight, dear friend, to know what it is to have that same assurance of having your sins completely forgiven. What a stunning invitation. What an extraordinary thing it is. You know, perhaps sometimes we hear about the terms of the gospel so many times. I know I certainly do. And we get so used to it and complacent. This is a stunning, incredible invitation for you tonight, friend. It costs God everything. And all it requires from you today is to come in repentance and come in faith. And you can know what it is to have the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. To have that bright hope that you can spend eternity with him. And it's all because of what he did on that cross. and the invitation goes out, come unto me. But you know, we have a bright hope, but he's not just a saviour for the future. The Lord Jesus Christ is a saviour for now as well. He's a saviour for while you're still here on this earth. And he goes on a little bit, doesn't he? He talks about, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. A yoke is one of those things that they put across animals, isn't it, when they're ploughing. And it's interesting, he's talking about rest, and then he goes on to talking about yokes and work. And you know, this isn't a burden that he's putting on people to crush you, to make life difficult for you. You know, when you come to know the Lord Jesus as your personal saviour, it's a sense of having a willing submission, if you like, of a heart that has known what it is to come into contact with the person that loved me and gave himself for me. It's I want to live my life now for him. And what a person it is that we can come to know. This isn't a hard master. This isn't somebody that drives me through my life through fear. It's an easy burden. The yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know, everybody is wearing a yoke today. The Lord Jesus says everybody that sins is a bondman to sin. But you know what the message of the gospel would be? God, the Lord Jesus would take that yoke, whatever yoke it is that you're struggling under at the moment, the yoke of anger, the yoke of fear, the yoke of addiction, the yoke of whatever it is, the yoke of sin that's holding you tonight. And the Lord Jesus would take that yoke off you and he would put his yoke on you instead. And his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And you look at how he describes himself. He says, I am meek and lowly at heart. What a master to serve. We're not serving a hard master. We're serving a master that loves us, that has given his life for us. It's a simple case of saying, I've surrendered to you, Lord. I'm no longer wanting to do my own thing. I want to follow after you. I want to do what you want me to do. You know, in the gospel, God actually wants the best for you. That's ultimately what this gospel is about. God wants the best for you. You know, we have sometimes a very odd idea of a God that is angry and wrathful, and God is angry against sin, but God is also a God of love, and God wants the best for you, and that starts with coming to know him as a saviour God, coming to have your sins forgiven, knowing what it is to have that burden completely removed. What a start that is. But that's not the end of your story. You know, if you come to know Jesus as your saviour, that's just the start. God is a God that is there for you. There used to be a preacher in Basildon that used to, I don't know if it was his expression, but I always remember him saying it, that the Lord Jesus was an all the way home saviour. Somebody that's there, that walks alongside you. Somebody that never leaves you, never forsakes you. Somebody is there from the moment that you're saved, and he's there and he takes you all the way through to the Father's presence. What a saviour. What a saviour he is. And he's ready and willing and waiting to be your saviour tonight. It's all about the Lord Jesus. Come unto me. He's there. He's able. We sang about it. He's able. He's willing. Doubt no more. God presents the Lord Jesus Christ as the only one that is able to deal with your burden and with your guilt. And he stands ready and he stands waiting. And you're in this room tonight and you're listening to this gospel as perhaps you've done many, many times before. What's stopping you tonight from coming? What's stopping you tonight from answering this invitation? We've talked already about the great cost it was on behalf of God. What it cost God for this message to be presented tonight. The death of his beloved son, that blood had to be shed. What's stopping you tonight from answering to that great invitation of come? Maybe it's pride. Maybe you think that you can sort it out for yourself. Well, you know, dear friend, let me tell you, Jesus wouldn't have had to come if we could sort it out for ourselves. Maybe it's shame. Maybe you think that you're so far gone and your past is so dark that you couldn't possibly know what it is to have your sins forgiven. Well, what does Jesus say here? He says, come unto me all ye who are weary and heavy laden. You look at who he's talking to earlier in this chapter as well. Verse 19, he says he's a friend of tax gatherers and sinners. Jesus came near to those that needed him most. And tonight, dear friend, if you don't know him as a saviour, let me tell you, you need him as a saviour. He's the only one that is able to deal with your burden of sin and with guilt. as I said, you know, it all comes down to him. It all comes down to what he did on that cross, the great cost it was. That there on that cross, I can say, and many in this room can say, that Jesus bore my sins. He bore his sins in his body, bore my sins in his body on the tree. And I can say that, and many in this room can say that. What an assurance I can have that those sins, which were many, are all washed away. Full and free forgiveness. What an offer. What a message. You know, the cross, the centerpiece, if you like, of the gospel message, where the great transaction, where my sins were dealt with, where your sins can be dealt with tonight if you come to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, where justice was satisfied, where love, I think the quote is, love was glorified, and the sinner, that's me, was justified. And I can stand before God tonight, not as a sinner anymore, but as somebody that is put there as righteous because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. I can stand before God knowing that my sins have been completely dealt with, never to be brought up again. We'll all have to stand before God one day, you know. We'll all have to stand before God and we will all have to answer for our sins. I'll be able to point to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, that made my peace with God. There is a time coming, you read about it at the end of Revelation, the great white throne, when those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, they will stand before that great judge. And even it says even the sea gave up the dead that was in it, there'll be nobody that's missed. Every single one will stand there. And they will check through the Lamb's Book of Life. And anybody whose name does not appear in the Lamb's Book of Life was cast into the lake of fire. That doesn't have to be your end, friend. Because tonight you have the opportunity to know what it is to have your sins forgiven and to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. To have your name written in ink that cannot be erased in the Book of Life. And it's all because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. Come unto me, all ye who weary and heavy laden. Are you weary tonight, friend? Is your soul heavy? Is your heart heavy? Your soul tired? Your past seems dark? Oh, let me tell you, friend, that Jesus is ready for you. He stands tonight, ready and willing and waiting for anybody in this room that will turn in faith and repentance. He's a Savior that knows everything about you. He's the Lamb of God who's died for you. Oh, dear friend, he's the one that is ready. Come unto me. Well, what's your answer going to be tonight? You're going to walk out of that door tonight ignoring the message again? Or are you going to finally turn, realize that you're a sinner in need of a Savior and come to the one that has done everything to secure you for himself? Well, may that be your answer. May you come tonight. He loves you. He wants you. He desires you. Your response now is what everything hinges on. What's your response to this message of salvation?
Amen.